Instead, Joffrey smiled and kissed her hand, handsome and gallant as any prince in the songs, and said, "Sir Loras has a keen eye for beauty, sweet lady." He was too kind, she demurred, trying to remain modest and calm, though her heart was singing. "Sir Loras is a true knight. Do you think he will win tomorrow, my lord?" "No," Geoffrey said. "My dog will do for him, or perhaps my uncle Jamie. And in a few years, when I'm old enough to enter the list, I shall do for them all." He raised his hand to summon a servant with a flagon of iced summer wine and poured her a cup. She looked anxiously at Scepter Mordane, until Joffrey leaned over and filled the Scepter's cup as well. So she nodded and thanked him graciously and said not another word. The servants kept their cups filled all night, yet afterward Sansa could not recall ever tasting the wine. She needed no wine. She was drunk on the magic of that night, giddy with glamour, swept away by beauties she had dreamt of all her life and never dared hope to know. Singers sat before the king's pavilion, filling the dusk with music. A juggler kept a cascade of burning clubs spinning through the air. The king's own fool, the pie-faced simpleton called Moonboy, danced about on stilts, all in motley, making mock of everyone with such deft cruelty that Sansa wondered if he was simple after all. Even Scepter Mordane was helpless before him. When he sang his little song about the High Septon, she laughed so loud she spilled wine on herself.